Hi everyone, welcome to a special edition of the Open Tech Cast. We're currently reporting live from the blogging area at VMworld 2016. So guys, you know, how's it feeling for everyone?
I'm exhausted. And I've got another day to go, so yeah, I don't know about everyone else. My feet hurt. I think your feet hurt.
I think too many late nights. Even though I said I wasn't going to do it this year, having been a veteran for many years, but
just
not as late as normal. So, but it's to be expected, so nothing we can do about it, but great show, as always.
I don't think I have feet anymore. I've been averaging about 23,000 steps a day.
Wow.
I'm probably gonna die tonight. But anyway, yes, feel okay. But, you know, the adrenaline, basically keeps you going.
Carries you through.
Exactly. It's a nice event. I love it. So yeah, it's only hardship for a few days, and after that, you know, you get your rest.
Yeah. Some big announcements and everything, and it's just been great to be here. So
One thing I could say is that, you know, great to be able to join the Open Tech Cast formally.
You should introduce yourself as well.
Okay.
Yeah, a plug for yourself. Works, yeah.
I'm Arthur Big. My Twitter handle is Arthur Big, surprisingly enough, and my blog is, guess what, arthurbig.com. I work as a cloud architect for Atos. That's what I'm currently doing. Currently very interested in AWS. That's where I was moving, coincidentally. Nothing to do with the announcement.
Yeah, all of a sudden, everyone's interested in AWS.
Exactly, and it's fortunate timing, I would say. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I do these days.
Good. What about highlights of the show? I know we've still got one more day left tomorrow, but you've probably seen the bulk of all the content now, and even the people we've met, probably. Any names stick out for any of you as, like, people that you've wanted to meet and never met before, and, you know?
Well, I've had a few. I met Katarina from the Virtual Design Master Challenge, which was really, really interesting, you know, especially with the fact it was a worldwide competition. Guts of Frank, AWS is a massive subject for me at the moment. Again, this is my first VMworld, so it's been lovely to meet, actually put kind of a, you know, faces to the names and actually really understand people. And and Amy Lewis, I see her tweets all the time. It's been nice to kind
It's kind of great how accessible everyone makes themselves as well. So it's kind of like, I would have never have dreamt of just kind of, we'll just have a chat with Frank Denneman. And it's like, wow. When that kind of thing happens, it's a little bit special.
It is very special, and that's the thing, you know, I didn't know what to expect because it was my first VMworld, but as everyone says, it's all about the community. Everyone's willing to get involved and communicate.
Yeah, this is exactly what it is. This is why I love personally coming here and meeting people, actually. I mean, for many people, it's about sessions, at least for the first time. I keep telling them that, yes, sessions are great, and there are certain sessions that you should really definitely attend. But sometimes I think it's much, much better to, you know, network with people, talk to them, talk to people you want to, or have been looking at their tweets and everything, and just meet them in person, and they are very, very welcoming. I've been fortunate enough to be coming here for a few years now, and I've met most of the people, but for me, this time it was Steve Flanders, in Log Insight. I met him for the first time.
He got my my V Rockstar pre-beers ticket. I gave him it because I didn't have time to do it. So I've unfortunately not managed to catch up with him. But Steve Foskett, that was quite good. It's quite nice to have a quick chat with him. It's just been a whirlwind. I've cancelled three sessions so far. I'm probably going to cancel another couple tomorrow. Just kind of have a wander around, and I think we've got some time with Joe Bagley tomorrow, so that'll be cool as well.
Again, talking about events, both me and you, Kev, we did the hackathon.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely cracking night. Anyone who hasn't done it, go do it. You don't need to be a coder or anything. You know, it's all about the community, all about the input.
Yeah.
We've started with a simple idea, which spiraled into something quite interesting. We found actually going to be doing a bug request.
Yeah, yeah.
So
how did Alan feel about that?
He even came over himself and no, you guys are wrong. No, you guys are right. But it was really good. We got to interact with him and, our team came second. I think that was down to the fact we started, the whole contributing. We started talking to him between me and a few of the other guys. I believe Miles was one of them.
Yeah.
We sort of another way around the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
If this event exists, there must be something that coexists every time, and we just work backwards from there. It's not going to be perfect, but it's a hackathon. We did a true hack. We lived up to the name.
And did anyone do the hands-on labs and the cloud credibility challenges? And that's always something. Hands-on labs has been here many years now, right? So the cloud credibility part of it is very new. I say not a lot of people probably knew about it this year, but do you guys experience it? Do you think it's a good idea? They should keep doing it every year?
I think it's great. I think cloud credibility is brilliant anyway, because it's kind of, here's a thing that's going to take you 5 minutes to do.
Yeah.
And you'll probably learn something new.
Yeah.
And then you get some swag.
Mm. Yeah.
Who doesn't like swag?
Exactly.
Everyone likes swag.
That's right.
That's right.
The one thing I would say is that I always enjoy about VMworld is the interaction with people that I've already mentioned. Mm-hmm. But another thing is that, when you come here, there are certain things that only in these events they are done. Say, for example, V Brown Bag.
Yeah.
This is one thing that if you get a chance, Amit did it, I did it. If you get a chance, you have a talk to talk about, you put your name in, contribute. It's not that difficult to do. If you do it once, first of all, you get famous. I mean, people look at you. Whatever you're talking about, and it's a very nice activity as a starter. But also, the things like hardware online dev, you can do online as well.
Yeah.
Interaction with everyone else that keeps on going as well.
So,
I do need to seek out your guys' sessions for Fever Hour Bag, because I couldn't make it. Yeah. Or more specifically, I was too disorganised, and I had a clash. So they're obviously all up on YouTube.
Yes,
so check those out as well.
Yeah, and if there was one person we could have had on this interview, and that it would have been the ultimate pinnacle at somewhere at VMware, who would have it been? Who could have we had on here that would have really nailed it for this show and this special?
Well, if we were VCDXs and we were attending the VCDX's reception, then we could have got the CEO of VMware, but unfortunately none of us are.
Yeah.
So
we actually missed him.
We missed him at the VXpert party. Yes.
Right. Okay then.
Yes. So that would be the ultimate prize, but I'd say maybe we'll save that for 2017.
Yeah, if you fancy coming on the podcast, Pat, you know where we are.
Yeah, exactly.
and again, stay tuned, pretty much straight after this, we've had some really great interviews, some absolutely amazing kind of V rock stars.
Yeah.
Of now, past, and I reckon the future.
Yeah.
Met some great people.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, well, stay tuned and carry on listening.
So, welcome to the VXpert party. We're in VMworld in Barcelona. And we're delighted to welcome Corey Romero onto the show to talk to us a bit about the VXpert program.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is fantastic. This is a fantastic show.
Good.
The venue here is very nice. It's a very elegant venue. Pat Gelsinger showed up like he usually does at the VXpert parties.
Yep.
We've got about 100 VXperts showing up, and it's a fantastic place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what strikes you most about VMworld this year? What's your highlight in day one keynote and the community as a whole?
Yeah, so I'll kind of give you my perspective from VMworld, and it's a little bit different from I think anyone else's, just only because I work for VMware and I work close with the events team, and I kind of have the insides and outs. And what I've really noticed in the U.S. show and the European show is the difference in the way the traffic is flown and the activities, the space, the setup, the colors, everything that the team has really done has actually been really shocking to me, because we've seen increased traffic all over the show, which usually the traffic is focused in the Solutions Exchange and other areas because the traffic just isn't focused around to go to the Hang space. And I think this year in the Hang space in the United States was the most amount of people I've ever seen at VMworld in the Hang space.
It was
consistently busy.
Excellent.
So as far as announcements went, what I really liked about the announcements in Barcelona this year were we held off the vSphere 5, or 5, sorry, 6.5. We held off the vSphere 6.5 release. And some vSAN and some Photon announcements as well, which I was really excited about.
Cool. So what do you think about the vExpert program as a whole? And obviously, you've been on board for quite a while now, so you've seen, you've made a number of changes already. What can we look forward to in the future? What's working well so far, and what do you really want to focus on to improve life in 2016 going into 2017?
Absolutely. So I think with the vExpert, I don't like to think of it as making a lot of changes for vExperts themselves as far as the program goes. My favorite thing about the vExpert program is that it's an organic program. It's an organic community, and all we did is we got everybody involved and everybody together. We gave it a name, and we added some benefits to the vExperts, and it's an organic, it's just an organic community. So one of the things that I did when I first took over the vExpert community is I reached out into the kind of the global space across across the entire world to see what other bloggers and evangelists, tech evangelists, do we have focused on VMware that are not only in the United States but also over in Europe and emerging areas as well. So we kind of expanded that, and what happened is we saw this just blossom explosion of evangelists that were all over the world speaking different languages to different audiences, and so that was really impressive to me. But what had happened was it boosted the number from about 500 vExperts to about 1,400, and the number today is 1,467 vExperts.
Wow.
Right.
Impressive number.
One of the improvements I'm doing with that, right, because what happens is when you grow the program that big, you kind of lose a little bit of I'd say, not clout, but easeability of going to a BU and saying, hey, vSphere team, we want to hold a NDA conversation with 1,500 vExperts, right? So I've always been told, that's a little hard. Let's just pick a few. So so what I've done in the past year is I've created what's called sub-programs. And so they're sub-programs of the main parent vExpert program. Mm-hmm. And the way it works is if you want to become a part of the vExpert NSX program, you have to, one, become a vExpert. And then, two, we look for the same criteria as we do in the vExpert application as we do in the NSX application, which is evangelize NSX.
Okay.
And so kind of the reason why we're doing that is to form a group of experts who are focused on evangelizing a specific product that the BU can relate to. So what I want to do is I want to create a relationship with a BU with the community.
Right.
So we're really missing that. We've got a really good relationship with the vExperts and VMware.
Yes.
But I want to actually drill down to the BU level.
Yes.
And have BU engagement with vExperts.
Yeah, because you've got a huge number now, and you want to really make that population a bit smaller and focused more on those not the silos, but those distinct areas within VMware. Because obviously we know the solution set is wide and getting wider all
absolutely.
The time, right? So it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Okay. So what can we look forward to for the rest of 2016? And when's the new applications opening for people that are interested in the program?
Yeah. So that's another modification that I did was multiple applications per year.
Yeah.
And the reason why I did it was when I first took over the program, we would announce vExpert, and I would get about 100, 150 emails of saying, "Oh man, I missed the announcement. When can I do it?"
Yeah.
So it's tough for me to tell someone who's actually out evangelizing VMware and doing this great community work to say, "Hey, go wait another year." So and also the other challenge was for vExperts who didn't make it, I like to give feedback and say, "Okay, here's what we're really looking for. Here's some kind of guidance." Okay. And apply again in 6 months.
Yeah.
So we try to shorten it down to a 6-month period.
Okay.
And to kind of split that up to advance for the vExperts, obviously.
Cool. And do you see it developing into more incentives to do other things other than the NDA, the betas, the conference calls? Do you see there being other things that you're pipelining for vExperts to be more involved in, basically? Or is that Is that something that's later on in thinking? And
yeah, I think that's some later on thinking. Okay. I think right now my primary focus is really building the relationship between the BUs and the VExperts. And I think once we establish a really solid, trusting relationship at the BU level, other benefits and things will start to come.
Great.
Things like we'll have an NSX summit at VMworld. VExperts who will receive the NSX award will sit down with the BU and have roadmap conversations, product feedback, early access to releases. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for your time today, Corey. It's been really good learning more about the program. Hopefully our listeners will get to learn more about the program, become involved, right?
Absolutely.
And grow the program because it's been successful. So, yeah, keep going. Keep going.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Great party.
This is a pleasure. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
So I'm here this evening at the VExpert party with Noel Greer and Andy Nash, the reigning champion of Cloud Cred, and of course the Cloud Cred manager.
Hello, Gareth.
Hi there.
So just wanted to ask you guys, are you enjoying yourself here this evening at the VExpert party?
I am definitely enjoying myself. And this is such a treat to be here with you guys.
Having a blast.
Great. So, Cloud Cred is available in the Hands-On Lab this year. I found it quite a success, and I assume you guys are finding it good there.
We have had a super time in the Hands-On Lab so far this year. This is our third year running, putting this program together for the Hands-On Lab, and I think it gets better every year.
I've done about 6 labs so far. And I've got another one tomorrow.
Excellent.
Andy Nash is our reigning Cloud Cred champion, and he almost didn't make it to VMworld this year. So VMworld was saved when Andy got a ticket.
I did a lot of blagging, but I got a ticket in the end.
Very good. Is there anything you can tell us about Cloud Cred for our listeners out there?
I would love to. I'm Noel Greer, and I'm the Cloud Cred Community Manager, and cloudcredibility.com is the VMware's gamification platform, if you're not familiar with it. It's part of the social media and communities team, and it's just another way for people to get involved and connect in the larger VMware environment, and it's a gamification platform, so you log in as a player, you get put on a team, or you can create a team like Andy's done with the London V-Mug and play with your colleagues or your friends, and you compete, you complete tasks and earn points and win prizes. So it's a fun way to learn, but it's also just a fun way to connect with your peers and your colleagues.
And today's been a prime example. I've met loads of my colleagues here today, players from other countries who recognise my name and I recognise them. That's been really
great.
Very
fun.
Do you think that's something that's been successful out of VMworld this year, is the networking element?
More so for me this year than last year. Last year was my first time, didn't know what I was doing. I now feel confident, I'm a VExpert, I can get to see in the community, I know people, it's really good.
And I would say, Andy, haven't you made a lot of connections to Cloud Cred?
Absolutely.
It seems like it, even with you, Gareth.
Yeah, I agree.
It's fun to watch you guys run around as a team and compete. Yeah, earn points and connect with each other.
And the photograph thing, so we've never done that before. That was a unique opportunity. We were together. Really great.
Yeah, very nice.
And with you. So,
It provided an opportunity to make new friends, put names to faces and actually
get
together. It was really good.
That's the whole idea of the VMware communities. And I think this is a perfect example of it working. Is that we're here, we're chatting, we know each other. I wouldn't have known you, I wouldn't have known Andy, we wouldn't have been a team together if it hadn't have been for this.
Exactly.
So, definitely a success.
Excellent. And the only tip I can give on Cloud Cred is every Tuesday, wake up and triple points.
Triple point Tuesday, I'm there every Tuesday morning having breakfast.
That's right, Andy. Woohoo!
I like to be first on the task.
We even had triple points here in Barcelona today.
Normally I like to be first. And
then you motivate the rest of the team.
I let people know they're out there, go get them.
So is there anything you'd like to see from VMworld, or were you excited about the announcements today?
Most of them. I mean, I knew FreeSphere 6.5 was coming. We knew the launch was coming, so that was fairly obvious. Yes, it's got some NSX in it, which is really cool. That's the future of VMware. I think that's definitely the future of VMware.
That's right.
I was very nervous with Docker and Photon and all that side of it, but I think we're back on track now with core products on new versions that really matter.
Brilliant. Well, thank you guys for your time.
Absolutely. What a privilege to be on your podcast.
Hope we can do this again sometime.
Brilliant. Thank you. Cheers. So Gareth here for Open Tech Cast. I'm currently sat with six of the Virtual Design Master Challenge attendees and participants, and actually sat with some of the winners. So I just want to get a couple of their thoughts about VMworld 2016. So Stephen first.
Hi, Stephen, yeah. VDM 003. thoughts on VMworld? Just really good getting together with all the people that you've met via Twitter, emails, horrible competitions. Seeing a bit of the tech, seeing a bit of the shows, and seeing what's coming out new. Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
Lubo here. Well, I probably haven't done the VDM competition, probably because I lost every single time I took part, yeah? So my opinion should not count at all.
So, hi, this is Abdullah, reporting as well from VMworld. So, it's nice gathering with all the participants and sharing thoughts and ideas about the challenges. It's great being here at VMworld. A lot of things happening, a lot of events taking place. Most of all, it's a rally of the community, and you get to actually put some action to the faces that are standing still on Twitter. So it's all good.
Yeah, and finally we've got VDM 004, Katarina.
Yeah, hi. So I'm Katarina. Yeah, I'm the VDM 004. And I really enjoy being here at VMworld, talking to the other VDM participants, but mainly enjoying the sessions, enjoying the new technologies and announcements. Very exciting things coming our way. And I also really enjoy meeting all of the people from Twitter in person. That's really amazing.
Cool.
And what about you? What do you enjoy the most?
I actually enjoyed the announcement of Amazon Web Services the most.
That's very exciting.
It's very, very exciting. But yeah, thank you guys. So Gareth here from Open Tech Cast with Arta Beg. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Twitter handle, things like that?
Yes, Arta Beg, as you know, my name is. I'm currently working for Atos as cloud architect. My Twitter handle is Arta Beg. I also have a blog called, guess what, utterbake.com. Yeah, that's me.
Excellent. So how long have you worked in the IT industry?
Funny enough, this is my 20th year, believe me or not. I mean, it seems like yesterday, but yes, it has been 20 years. I started in 1996, soon after my master's. So, yeah.
So out of the last couple of days, is there any features that excel for you, anything that's exciting that you're going to look further into?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know, like I was saying in the morning to you when chatting, AWS and VMware's integration with it and hosting that environment in the cloud. This is something that I was looking forward to. My role is currently switching from the private cloud environment within Atos to AWS as well. So, I don't know, it might be an inspired choice a few months ago when I knew absolutely nothing about it, but still made it. So it's, in a way, a very good opportunity for me to move it into there. So that's the thing I'm really looking forward to working on.
Brilliant. Well, I was going to ask you what brings you to VMworld. As many people might be aware, you're one of the VMworld official bloggers. Is there anything else that brought you here or anything you'd like to change?
What brings me here actually is the interaction. I mean, this is, I consider this to be the mecca of virtualization experts. People from all over Europe, at least, and even US, come to this particular event. So this is my chance to actually meet them, gain from their experiences, have chats, and whatever they're working on. So it's mainly meeting people is my goal over here. Plus also the different vendors that come here. Solution Exchange is full of them. Every year there are new people, new companies coming in. And I like to talk to them, learn from what they're offering as well. What I would change? To be honest, I think the layout, if the layout goes back to what it was, I'll be very happy with that. I was very confused the first day when I came. It was like completely different to what it was last year or in the previous years. But no, I'm just joking. I think it's perfect as it is. If more people come to it, it'll be great. This is a wonderful occasion. You know, everyone comes here and enjoy the technology and have chats as well. So.
Well, again, I have to thank you for your hospitality. For me personally, it's my first VMworld. You showed me around. Great host, great tour guide. If any of you are over here next year and you're lost, certainly find you out. I know that for sure. And yeah. Hopefully, speak to you again soon.
No, it was a pleasure having you with me. Someone else actually guided me as well for my first VMworld. It wasn't my first time in Barcelona, but definitely first VMworld it was. And he basically introduced me to people. I just like to pass on what I've learned from other people. So I did for you this week. I'll do it for others as well, happily. And I hope that you'll keep doing it as well when you get a chance.
Yes, yeah, I know I certainly will. And, of course, we might have some big news for the podcast soon, as I'm sure that you'll be joining us again on a more frequent basis.
Well, I hope so, yeah. I always wanted to join, as you know, right from the start. Personal reasons couldn't let me do that. But now I'm a bit more available. So, yeah, I would love to do that. Whatever I can do to help out, it's a great initiative. I've always believed in it. So it'll be great to be part of it again.
Brilliant, cool, thanks.
Hello, I'm Atharbe from Open Tech Podcast, and I'm here with Josh Atwell from NetApp SolidFire. And just want to have a chat with you very quickly, if you don't mind.
That'd be great.
That's good. Can you tell us about, first of all, your title now these days, what you're doing, your Twitter handle, something about yourself as well?
Sure. My name is Josh Atwell. I'm a developer advocate for NetApp SolidFire. I can be found rambling on Twitter at Josh_Atwell, and I like bourbon.
That I know. Yeah, you told me that earlier, which is very, very, very nice. I can't possibly do that, but I'm sure. How long have you been in IT?
Oh, wow. let's see. I actually started out in IT when I was in high school. Our local school system had received this big grant, and I knew a lot of people in the central management office, and they needed somebody to help implement the technology, and so they pegged me. And so I did everything from building computer labs to upgrading hardware, installing software, helped build our first domain, and rewired the entire high school almost entirely by myself with Cat 5e. That's how I got into IT. So I've been, 15 years now. Wow, this has really added up.
I know. It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's been a lot of change in that, though, right? You know, it's going from a little bit of everything to getting very specialized into virtualization, doing development work, and then now, being on the partner side, trying to help our customers be successful. So it's definitely different.
And I'm sure that you do. I've known you for a while, and then you're a great asset to the community. Everyone knows you.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's very kind.
Definitely. I know that everyone loves VMworld, and come here out often. What brings you here? What attracts you to VMware more?
My manager is what makes me come here. My favorite part about VMworld is having opportunities to have conversations with people. One thing that we have in common when we come to an event like this is we are looking to have a good conversation. We have pain points, we have things that we're interested in learning about, we have interests in this ecosystem. And being able to have an opportunity to have someone who is knowledgeable about that can fill in your gaps in knowledge or open your mind to looking at the technology in different ways, having those conversations are a lot of fun. And I think that is the biggest gain out of this conference. I mean, of course, there's value in the sessions and the learning there, and then the accessibility of being able to talk to the people who are providing the session. And again, it comes down to having those conversations.
Yeah, exactly. And looking at this conference, apart from your own technology, of course,
right?
You can't pick your own company.
Okay.
Is there any other company that has impressed you more?
I have to say, not necessarily specific to this conference, but in general, I'm kind of a fan of the things that Rubrik is doing. I think they have a really interesting offering. Chris Wall over there is doing a phenomenal job of you know, opening people's eyes to the way that platform can be leveraged. So I think they've got a pretty solid future from that standpoint. I find it really interesting. I'd say the other thing, though, that I see is, like, the virtual reality stuff that is everywhere this year at the conference is crazy. It's like almost every booth has something VR-related, you know, as kind of a draw to get people in, and people seem to be having a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yeah, everyone has one. And, you know, what surprises me, in fact, not surprising, actually, when you put that on, you definitely, because you can't see what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's very comical to the other people who are watching that person.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very interesting to see.
Yeah, it's almost like being able to watch somebody navigate in the dark. Like you have like a night vision camera watching someone trying to navigate like a haunted house or something. And there's arms all over the place. Yeah, it's definitely fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, Josh, thanks very much for talking to us, because it was really, really good. And hopefully we'll keep talking to you on other subjects as well.
Absolutely. Anytime. Y'all just let me know.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Atar Beg, sitting here with Kev Johnson from Open Tech Cast, and here with me I have Joe Bagley from VMware. And he needs no introduction, but I can't imagine anyone not knowing you.
I'm not that arrogant to think that everyone knows me. So yeah, I'm the chief technologist here for EMEA at VMware. Yeah.
Is that your official job title?
Yeah, so Chief Technology Officer. Well, VP and Chief Technology Officer EMEA is my official job title, if you want to know.
I can imagine your business cards must be hilarious.
Yeah, they're comedy. There's other bits on there as well, but I won't tell you those. Yeah.
So the first thing that came to my mind basically to ask you is that you're so active in the community. Whatever it has to do with VMware, and you go to many places. What drives you to do all of this? Why do you want to be so active in it?
Do you know what it is? I just want to know. It's that simple. I want to know. I have my whole life, everyone's always, you know, commented on the fact that I just read and want to know all the time, you know, and I enjoy learning. And so it's all about learning. So, you know, I mean, Arthur, you and I go to Cloud Camp. I'm a long-time Cloud Campers, and I do that because I learn so much every time about something new. And I come here and I learn. It's just the conversations. That's all it is. And my wife hates it because, you know, we go on holiday and I sit there and I'm on my laptop. And she's like, what are you doing? Why aren't you reading a book? I'm like, well, I'm reading the internet about everything, you know, as opposed to just this one book. Yeah, which is just limited to that book, you know, and it's interesting. So, yeah, it's just that's what drives me. And yeah, it literally is just wanting to know more stuff, I suppose. And I think that's all of us, really, in a way, isn't it? You know, we all kind of like IT for that.
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing to have if you're working in this kind of industry, is just that constant thirst for knowledge, because it's an ever-changing industry. And you know, as soon as you stop wanting to learn, your yesterday's news, and you get left behind.
I used to, a while back, run a team of SEs at another company, and I remember interviewing people. I used to ask, you know, what gadgets have you got? And because to me that said, have you got a passion for technology? Do you play with it in your spare time? I'm not saying you go and build server rooms in your backup, though some of us do, right? But you know, at least if you're the kind of guy that's hacking together, you know, home automation, or you're just trying to get that bit, you just have a passion for it, an interest.
Sure.
Those people that look upon IT as a job. Do you know what I mean? I'm not being nasty, but it's kind of like, you know, I turn up at 9 o'clock, I do this job that I'm trained for, and then I go home and there's nothing else. I can kind of understand that for some people, but for me, it's a passion. And that's really what it is.
Yeah, it's a journey, really, I guess. You never kind of get to where... There is no point at which you know IT.
Never.
You just kind of... It's like, okay, right, and this week I am learning OpenStack. Next week... Whatever.
Well, so it's funny because we got asked a question earlier on in the press one of the press conferences, which seems to be a week of press conferences for me, mm-hmm. was someone said, oh, so when do you think VMware will have finished going through its transformation? And I'm like, are you serious? It's a continual evolution. I mean, if you look at us between now and 6 weeks ago, we're not that different. Okay, we've got, you know, VMware Cloud on Amazon's been announced, but, you know, but if you look at us between now and 2011, it's a massive difference. It's a big transformation between then and now, and between 2006. But, you know, in little bits, it's difficult to take.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's in, like, anything in life, basically. Technology changes, we change. I mean, this is basically, why do people think like that? I'm not sure. I'm still learning. I've been in the industry for 20 years now. and it feels like yesterday, and everything is there is something new.
But it frustrates us, right? Because we meet someone in a work context that's resistant to change. You meet them all the time in IT. Yeah. Oh, we're not changing that. And you're like, why do you work in IT, dude? We work in IT because of change.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, I kind of get frustrated with those people.
They usually have security in their name as well.
I'm not going to label them in any particular way, but some of them may have tinfoil hats on, yes.
I mean, I just feel lucky every day that, you know, I'm working in an industry that I love, I had passion for, and I think that's what keeps you going, and it doesn't feel like a job anymore.
Well, no, and it's also a community to me as well. For me, you know, I'm very passionate about VMUG, so I'm very passionate about our community groups, and I try and spend as much time, you know, not stuck in some side room with other executives talking to press. I try and spend most of my time out here walking the floors and chatting with people, because that's where I get my real info, and that's where I get the enjoyment from it, you know. And the best thing about VMware is it's a really nice family around VMware. There's not many people you meet out there. I mean, I've worked at other companies in the past where people had either not heard of the company, or they, you know, there were people who actively hated you or whatever it was. The best thing about VMware is everyone's like, oh yeah, no, you're kind of cool, I like you guys. Yeah, and that solutions exchange is just packed with every other tech company you can think of, all based around working with us, and it's cool, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just make a point to, you know, go to every company, especially the smaller ones, that might become big later, and for that reason I go to them, I talk to them, and it's a very nice place to actually go and speak to those companies who aren't well known yet. Great tech.
I used to, when in a previous role, I used to work with a company where we acquired a lot of companies. And I remember coming to events like this with the CEO, and he'd call that the shopping center. That was that back end of the smaller companies where you go down and you look and say, okay, well, what's the cool new tech that no one spotted? What's the cool new hack? So often when people say, I get asked, you know, what's the best thing you've seen in the solution exchange? I'm going, go to the back.
Yeah.
Find the big stands are great, but you can read most of that on the web, and you know those people already. And if you wanted to know more, you could find out. Go to the back. There'll be a company there that does something you've never heard of. Yeah, there's people doing weird stuff with, you know, printers and God knows what else. But there'll be something there, and you go, wow, that's quite interesting that you didn't think of.
Yeah, I've had some really good conversations with on the kind of the future technologies area of the Solutions Exchange. So the likes of Hedvig, Roomcast, all those guys. It's kind of like why are the big guys not doing these things? Because they're the big guys, I guess. They don't really see what's, they don't see those smaller things. But I mean, Hedvig is, got massive potential, I think.
There's a lot of little ones like that you look at, and it's difficult to know who's going to win and who's going to lose. But if you're a techie and you know what's good for you, then you know you'll know that it's going to work for others as well. I think
that
plays. Have you guys had a look at the IoT stuff yet?
I had a brief look on Monday.
Were you strangely distracted by the robots next door?
Yeah, that's basically exactly what happened.
I think it could have been better place, I think, because just outside Solution Exchange, it's good, but then, you know, just next to it maybe would have been better, but, you know, the floor space probably doesn't allow it.
They've changed things up this time because they've moved things around, right? It's not interesting if you've never been to VMware, by the way, but, you know, they've now got the labs right next to the briefing center, next to the food and the solution. I don't know, they move things around. I think it's just to keep us on our toes.
I went all the way to Solution Exchange to find that. I was looking for VM Village, but I went all the way there and found Solution Exchange. So
I've done that a couple of times, and I've turned up to a meeting room and it's like, no, it's the other way. I've walked past the caravan show that's been on this week as well next door, which was quite funny at one point.
I think there was a hot tub conference last year.
I've campaigned for many years at VMworld in this location that we have executive segues, but apparently we're not allowed them.
I think that would go down the tree, really.
Treatment is what you're looking for. You're not like that, are you?
Definitely not, no.
How are you finding VMworld this year?
I sort of get up and get in my car, and the car takes me here, and that's it. That's what I find now. Do you know, the great thing is, I think people have, every year I say people are finally starting to get it. I think it's actually people just get it a little bit more each year. I think the keynote, to be honest, and, you know, even though I wasn't in it, was probably one of the best keynotes we've had for a very long time. I think it was because it was the right balance of some, you know, amazing news around AWS, for example, and then we started diving down and we had TCP dump in the same on screen in the same keynote, which is kind of funny. And I think people were like, you know, some of the marketing people, oh, well, you can't dive down to there, but they were, you know, But where else are you going to go that you put a new UI up on the screen, like the HTML5 based web client, and you get a round of applause? Right? I mean, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
To be fair, it is about time that the Flex client goes. But,
oh, I'm with you so much. I mean, that's one of those situations. I mean, the Flex client thing is actually one of those points where, you know, we made a decision, you know, just a little bit at the wrong time. If we'd maybe waited a year, we could have started HTML5, but we had to do something, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like those people that, you know, they buy a Tesla and then a week later they announce it's got autopilot, new hardware, and you're like, well, I'm now stuck without one, but, you know, there's never a better time to buy. I think it's the same here, you know, the Flex client, you know, we did that road, and as it is, we've come out the other end with the HTML5 client. It's awesome.
It is amazing. It really is. Really cool. And also, I really love the fact that you've got there's the embedded host client.
That was really funny. The early conversations around that were literally, well, why can't we just build it into the server? And you're like, well, yeah, of course, why wouldn't you? And then, the embedded host client stuff. And then the stuff we've done with the vCenter appliance this time as well, you know, that's, you know, all these little things people don't, you know, but the vCenter appliance is a big difference for some people, the scalability now of that and the power of that and how that's changed. And, you know, we're continually trying to address the scalability of vCenter.
And update manager being in there as well.
Yeah,
that's a big thing.
In there at last. You know, VUM's one of those things people don't talk about a lot. And it's, you know, there's certain people in VMware when VUM gets mentioned, they go, you know, and start to not want to have a conversation. But yeah, I think that's a good move too.
I mean, I for one, I'm very, very excited about this VMware that was, because of the announcements that were coming, and vSphere 5, 6.5, everything that brought AWS, basically. And after a few years, I think this one year I was excited about because of all the things coming, because typically you came to Barcelona and everything hugely important will have been announced by then.
Yeah, we've kind of mixed it up a bit. I mean, I'm not saying we're saving stuff for Barcelona, but I think we're trying to make an even balance between it. I mean, obviously we're saving big announcements. Last year we had Dell buying EMC. That was a big announcement. Yep. You know, obviously we particularly timed that around Vietnam, you know. and here the Amazon one as well, I think was really important that we brought that one out here. But yeah, you mentioned two other things, but what about vSAN? You know, I mean, things like an iSCSI provider on vSAN is a big step forward, right?
Of the biggest announcements of the whole thing for me, because I have customers who really, really like vSAN, but it's like, well, I've also got some legacy servers, and the ability to present that up as iSCSI is amazing.
It's one of those things, people always ask to it, and it's like, just give us time, you know, we've got to get vSAN right first, then we'll start doing that, and, you know, we get the right steps, and now it's got encryption as well, so there's some cool stuff in there.
Yeah, the encryption stuff is cool. I sat in on Mike Foley's session yesterday.
Good old Mike.
Yeah.
He's an excellent speaker.
He really is, and yeah, that was possibly, I mean, I'd like to say that the AWS session with Frank was the biggest one for me, but that encryption session, because of the sector that I work in, is that's probably the most important session for me at the weekend.
Well, yeah, and we've got encryption at rest in 6.5 now, you know, obviously, and we've got encryption in flight for vMotion, so there's a bigger focus now from us on security, and obviously with NSX, we've got encryption we can turn on and off individually, so you'll see more and more of that, and that's driven by, you know, customers like, you know, the one you work for and others as well.
Yep,
so,
definitely. Yeah, I think I'm conscious. I'm very conscious. You've got something that you need to be.
I've no doubt got to run off for something else at 1 o'clock. Yeah, I think it's a one-to-one with Kit Colbert, which I have quite regularly. So that's going to be quite interesting to catch up on what's happening next with Kit. So yeah, maybe next time I'll get him down here to talk to you guys.
Excellent. Cool.
Well,
thanks so much for that, Joe.
No props.
We look forward to getting this out. I imagine over the next few days. And
will you both be at the VMUG, the UK VMUG, later on in November?
We're doing two sessions there.
Oh, fantastic!
So, that'll be brilliant.
We'll see you there.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Imagine,
cheers, guys.
Excellent. Cheers, Joe.
Thanks. Bye.
See you next time.